Foundation, and it's health promotion in the academic center, in the academic setting, excuse me, and it's the Red Española de Universidades Saludables, which is a Spanish network of healthy universities. And the presenter for this particular presentation was supposed to be Dr. Carmen Gallardo Pino, but unfortunately she had a family emergency, so but I will still tell you who she is, so if you're interested to contact her. She's a professor of in the preventive medicine and in public health, and she also is the vice rector of the social policy and environmental quality in Health University at the University of Rey Juan Carlos in Madrid. She has been for a long time leading this project. She's very she has a lot of energy, and she has been promoting the concept of health promoting university, not only in her university setting, but also in Spain in general, in Madrid and Spain in general. And now she's leading the project to do the international network for health promoting universities. This is the presentation that she made, so I'm trying to do the best that I can to represent her. She's talking here about the network of health promoting universities in Spain. We're talking in Spain now. And it's basically the movement started to getting it became energized in May of 2007. And then they have had meeting in September 2007. In October 2007, November 2007, and so 4 meetings in a year is a lot. In Spain is a very large country. Then in 2008, 2 in 2008, and then in February 2009. Okay, and this is the last meeting that they had, but I'm sure they had it in 2010, and she would have told you all about it. But what is happening is, and I have been part of this as an outside advisor, as a public health advisor, in different parts of Spain, there has been this movement to get involved. It's like a contagious effect. You know, so university starts the process, and they invite members of other universities, and they all come, and then they go back to their university, and they become energized, and they have their own. They have each area. This is an example. For example, in Sevilla. That it happened in 2009, they established their own network of health promoting universities. And there is the network for Madrid. I'm going to talk about the strategic lines that they have. The idea is to have healthy settings at the university, and by that is settings that promote health. To do this, they have incorporated academic plans, university plans for the training of people at both undergraduate and graduate levels. They do have also a strategy for research in this area, and this is one of the things that I promote a lot, because universities are the center for training people, but also for doing research, for improving in learning, in continue learning. That is, you don't become stagnant with whatever you do, but you continue improving. And also there is the part of health services that is directed not only to provide services for a particular illness or health situation, but also to promote health, which is called the reorientation of health services. And they have been very wise to have the participation not only of the community, of the university community, but the community that surrounds the university, and also the government level, different representative of the government. So all this strategic line, they are interrelated. And if you remember my first presentation, when I talked about the strength of health promotion and health education, is that it's not just one action, but it's a compilation of different action working at the same time. And this is an example of how all these different strategies are working together. So the commitment of the university, in this case of Rey in Madrid, that Rey Juan Carlos, is to be part of the network. And for this, they have a written document that shows this commitment. There is a commitment to start a project, but also to have specific lines of action, of activities, in this area. And then also very important is that is who is responsible for this. So it's not, I mean, everybody works on this, but to have an entity and a person to in each university to be able to respond to questions or whatever needs to be done. So they also did, and it's a very interesting graph that they have here, because they have done, these are working groups, and these working groups is not just one university, but there are different universities that you will see here. And for example, they have a work group that works with structure and functioning of the network. They have one for coordination for services and activities. And they have another person. I mean, notice that they have names. So this is not kind of an abstract. There is a person responsible. This is for study plans and research. And also this is for participation. And I have the honor to know all these people, and they are really very, very energetic. And all of this, a lot of times, is voluntary work to get this project started. So the network is the network of health promoting universities. Then there are different activities that they work in for in combined area for all the university. They have workshops that they to do the work together. There is an exchange for professionals at the university to help each other from one university to the other. There is also a mobilization of resources from different universities. And there is a very strong exchange of information of what works in one place, so it can be given to another to see if it will work in their place. Thank you very much. I hope this gives you a kind of a brief look at what is happening in Spain.